Continue reading in God's Word this morning from Psalm 71. Over the course of the next few months, I hope to address various groups within the congregation as I have free sermons. This morning I hope to begin by addressing the seniors in our midst. And Psalm 71 is a psalm that speaks directly to seniors. So let us hear the word of God this morning. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who has done great things. O God, who is like unto thee? Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with a harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame, that seek my hurt. Our text for this morning is Psalm 71. I'm just going to read verse 9 and verse 18. Verse 9 and verse 18. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. And verse 18. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Well, old age can be unpleasant. Hearing aids, canes, walkers, care homes, moving in with children for care, joint replacements, Social Security, the list goes on and on. For the things that help seniors in the years of weakness, and insecurity. And no one wants to be called old, do they? Seniors want the senior discounts, but they don't want to be called old. But the reality is that the time of old age is a time of insecurity, a time of weakness, a time of dependence. But the question this morning is, dependent on whom or what? Who is it that this psalm addresses this morning? If no one wants to be called old, or no one wants to claim the title of being a senior, I well remember an old man in this congregation, 95 years old, when the first table of the Lord's Supper was opened for those who were seniors and needed extra help, extra time getting to the table, he made a point of going to the second table because the first table was for old people. Scripture is clear here this morning. There are hints in the passage this morning. Gray head, gray hair qualifies you as a senior. Psalm 71 gives us the sense that if there are generations that are coming after us, we qualify as a senior. Psalm 90 verse 10 speaks of the limits of life as 70, or 70, or by reason of strength, 80. So we could say a senior is someone who is approaching that number or near that number. Even if you're not close to that number this morning, this message can certainly help you prepare for what many call the golden years. And maybe you're there this morning and you're saying the golden years aren't so golden. You're looking for security. You're looking for a foundation for your life in the midst of weakness, in the midst of confusion. You no longer have the strength to work, to provide for your spouse and family. You're sitting at home, perhaps questioning your usefulness, maybe buying into the culture's belief that old people are useless and need to be kicked to the curb, stuffed away in homes, dropped off at places where they will be cared for. This morning, Scripture speaks to you, to those who are seniors amongst us, to those who are preparing for the senior years. Psalm 71 speaks of security for seniors. That's our theme this morning, security for seniors. We'll see, first of all, that it's a well-grounded security. That if you put your security in God this morning, you have a well-grounded security. Psalm 71 points us to the only security that will aid senior saints for the final leg of their earthly pilgrimage. The psalmist shows us this by professing who the Lord is, by professing the Lord's power. Security that is grounded in God Himself. Notice what he says in verse 1. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. The psalmist is invoking here the covenant name of God. It's the name that speaks of God's faithfulness. Lord. Speaks of God's covenant, that eternal, unshakable covenant that God has made with His people through Christ Jesus. In His old age, the God of faithfulness forms the foundation of His spiritual confidence. Notice what He says, let me never be put to confusion. The reality is that in the time of old age, our mind begins to slip. We no longer remember the things that we once did. We face dementia. We face Alzheimer's. We become confused. Our minds begin to slip. There's no longer that constant memory and clear thinking. But there is one thing that remains constant even when the mind of the aged saint begins to slip. And it's this that he calls to mind, O Lord, in thee do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Not confusion of mind, but confusion of soul. He is confident of this one thing, that if God is his confidence, he will not be put to shame. Is this your confession now, senior saint? In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust? Do you place your confidence in the God of faithfulness for your senior years? There's no better place to rest than in the Lord himself. This is a well-grounded security because it's in God himself. But there's more. This security is also seen in the plea for the Lord's gracious preservation. Verses 2 through 4. The psalmist cries out repeatedly for the Lord's deliverance. Follow with me in those verses. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. An appeal to the righteousness or the justice of God. The psalmist has learned that the only foundation for standing before God is his righteousness, his justice, revealed, of course, in the New Testament for us in Christ. The revealed righteousness of God is the salvation of the saints. He says, incline thine ear unto me and save me, and appeal to the Lord to stretch his ear to the cry of the aged psalmist. When our hearing dims, the Lord's hearing will never dim. Stretch your ear to me, O God. That's literally what he's saying. Keep it open to me. He says, be thou my strong habitation whereunto I may continually resort. An appeal for God to be a strong refuge. Many seniors move down south for retirement. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as God remains your security, there ought to be this continual movement. That's what's conveyed here, a continual movement to God as our strong habitation. For God to be a strong refuge in the midst of weakness and old age. Thou hast given commandment to save me, he says, for thou art my rock and my fortress, the security of the Lord's deliverance in the shelter of who God is in old age. In the trembling years, there is a secure fortress in God for the aged saint. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. An appeal for deliverance from those who practice wickedness. The aged saint looks back on his life. As he looks around him, he senses the heightened wickedness of the world around him, and he prays for deliverance as that wickedness comes against him as well. An appeal for security and rest in God as a rock. Thou art my rock and my fortress. What can we say this morning? We can summarize it all and say the security of the senior is found in the rock of ages. The rock of ages is a rock for the aged. He delivers. He provides. He stretches his ear. He's a rock and a fortress. This security for seniors is also seen in the praise of the Lord's past provision. The psalmist is looking back on his life. The senior years do that, don't they? They provide you time to think, to reflect, to look back. Perhaps to repent of sins that you uncover as you reflect back. But here the psalmist is looking back on his life. He's reflecting on how the Lord has cared for him in the past. He says in verse 5, for thou art my hope, O Lord God. Notice what he's saying here. He's saying, thou art my confidence, O Lord. And what does he place that confidence upon? Thou art my trust from my youth. From an early age, he had learned to place his confidence in God. His security in God began when he was very young. And so this is not just a sermon for seniors, it's a lesson for young people here this morning as well, for children. Don't wait until you're old, until your mind slips, until you can't think clearly anymore, and then say, oh, I need to find God. No, you need God now. That's what the psalmist is saying here. That's the lesson this morning for you. Place your confidence in God when you're young, not in yourself, so that when you're old, that confidence can remain unshaken. You have the big question of life answered before you get to these years. But this is the confidence of the psalmist, based upon what God has done for him. In verse 6, he says, by thee have I been holden up from the womb. He sees God's providential care from the very day of his birth. From the moment of first breath to the moment of last breath, God remains his confidence. And this forms the subject of his praise. In verse 7 and 8, I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. The aged saint looks beyond himself. Are you doing that this morning? You come to recognize, as you experience the weakness of the body, that you're dependent on other people. But more importantly, you're dependent on God as your rock and your refuge, as your strong habitation, as your hope, as your confidence, as your trust. Here's God's instruction for you, senior saint. Maybe you're healthy, but you're called this morning to place your confidence in God. Maybe you experience pain and weakness, but don't grow bitter because of that. But let the sweetness and strength of who God is sustain you and ground your hope for final deliverance. If God is not your confidence this morning, and you still have all your faculties about you, ensure that he becomes your confidence this morning. Don't waste another moment, but flee to him. He is a habitation to which you can continually resort. A place of refuge, a place of strength, a place of spiritual stability. Reflect on his goodness. From the moment of your first breath, and praise him for it to the moment of your last breath. Let God be your security. Because when God is your security, you have a well-grounded hope for old age, for that which lies ahead, for the final leg of this pilgrimage. But we see also from our psalm that it's a much needed security. In times of vulnerability and weakness of old age, you need this security, especially now as you grow older. The time of old age is a time of physical weakness in which we need security. We need a cane to help us walk. We need a walker to help you in the home. Nothing wrong with that. Physical weakness is captured by the psalmist as he writes in verse 9, cast me not off in time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. The psalmist is honest here, isn't he? When my strength fails. Senior years are times of vulnerability. The feelings of no longer being able to work. The body weakening. The eyesight dimming. The ears no longer hearing like they used to. Perhaps feelings of uselessness, fears of abandonment even, as the psalmist cries out, cast me not off. That's a reality. If you can't contribute, forsake me not when my strength fails. When a once strong, robust body breaks down and can't do what it used to do. There's a searching for security outside of ourselves. Where is lasting security found when our joints need to be replaced? And surgeries need to be performed to fix a worn-out body. We can use the means. certainly. But the psalmist finds his security in God. He cries out in the midst of his weakness and vulnerability. That's his go-to, you see. Cast me not off in time of old age and forsake me not when my strength faileth. He's crying out to God here. My aged friend, where does your physical weakness bring you this morning? Does it bring you to the point where you realize more and more that security lies not with your strength, a strength that perhaps you relied on before, and now you realize that you can't rely on it anymore? Maybe you relied on your spouse and your spouse is now gone. You have no one. Your children, perhaps scattered around the country. Where do you turn in physical weakness and vulnerability of old age? Is your default cry, cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when I am old and gray-headed, when my strength fails? This much-needed security is to be found in the Lord in the midst of physical weakness, but also in the midst of spiritual temptation. In the midst of spiritual temptation, the elderly also need spiritual security. Maybe those of us who are younger look to those who are old and say, well, what spiritual temptations do the elderly face? I thought that when you get to the senior years, the temptations are quiet. You kind of know how to deal with temptation and sin, don't you? The elderly saint should be much more advanced in the areas of battling temptations, no? According to the psalmist, according to most elderly saints that I've ministered to here, that's not the case. Temptations are not quiet in old age. Temptations may be different than they were in younger years, but they're temptations all the same. Powerful temptations all the same. Listen to how the psalmist voices these temptations. Temptations to fear that God is abandoning him. Cast me not off. Forsake me not. Temptation to give in to the enemies of the soul that are perhaps more active in old age as you approach death to deprive you of spiritual comfort. For mine enemies speak against me. They that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. The temptations are real. The enemies are real. Perhaps masquerading as something different, but real nonetheless. Spiritual enemies, fears, and doubts, they are real for the senior saint. Maybe you reflect back on a life past, and you say with the psalmist, sins of youth, remember not as the sins of youth come back to haunt you. The tempter comes to shake and sift you. Times of intense loneliness as you mourn the loss of spouse and children that no longer live around you and near you and care for you. The temptation is to give in to the fear that God has abandoned you and everyone else around you. As you have time, and you sit and reflect on the days gone by, you face days of pain and sorrow and sickness and loneliness. Temptation to become self-absorbed and consumed with self-pity. No one cares about me. Old age and its temptations is a time for much needed security in the Lord and His deliverance. But as David cries out to God for help, notice how this much needed security finds its entrance into his heart as he commits himself to praise God. He's learned to look beyond his circumstances, beyond the enemies of his soul, to praise God. To look to God for security. He says in verse 14, but I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. This aged saint is not going to let his heart atrophy and become weak. He's committed to praise God. He's committed to hope in God continually. He says, I will hope continually. His hope is grounded continually in God. He won't let his physical weakness define him. He won't let his dementia, his Alzheimer's, and his Parkinson's define him. No, it's grounded in God. That's where he turns to in times of trouble. He finds his much-needed security in God. I will hope continually. I will praise thee more and more as the spiritual temptations come. They will not define me. That's where he turns in times of trouble. His spiritual conflict, his physical weakness, leads to spiritual confession and confidence. It's a much needed security, but Scripture shows us this morning that it's not out of reach. God is right here, right now. Indeed, the old man who writes this psalm moves from pain to praise, evidencing that God is near, even for the aged among us this morning. Is this your confession in old age, my friend? I will hope in God continually. That's where my security is found during pain. I will praise Him because I know He's holding me even during the most difficult period of my life. I know He will hold me when my strength fails. He's my confidence when I face the enemies of my soul. They taunt me with death. They seek to rob me of spiritual comfort. But I will hope continually. I will see through the darkness. I will see through the fear. I will see through the self-absorption. I will see through the pain. I will see through the disease. I will hope continually. Security in God. Even if you're not aged this morning, these verses tell you where to be right now before you reach old age. To start hoping right now in God. To praise Him more and more right now. To have a well-worn path of praise to the throne of God right now. So you know what to do when the senior years come. It's a much needed security. Security that is close at hand. Security that helps us hope and praise God. But there's even more than that in this security. Because we see that it's a forward-looking security. So the aged saint has a well-grounded security in God, a much-needed security in God, but also a forward-looking security in God. And the question arises, what does this security do for you in your senior years? Let me submit to you this morning that this security makes you productive. It gives you a mission in your senior years. It makes you forward-looking in your senior years. Not just backwards-looking, not just reflecting on past sins, not just reflecting on God's goodness in the past, but it's leaning on God's faithfulness for what is to come. It enables you to live for the Lord. That's what we see in the last verses of this psalm. David is looking forward. He's secure in God. He can face the last years of his life with confidence, even during pains and problems of aging, even though death is the last enemy, even though it tempts him to deprive him of comfort. His forward-looking security enables him to do three things, and I pray that it would enable you, senior saint, to do these three things as well. First of all, it enables him to magnify God for the next generations. There's evident concern here in these verses that others know about God, as we read in verse 15, "My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof." The desire of the aged saint that wrote this psalm is to publish the good news of salvation. This is what he's experienced through all his days. Yes, he experiences the ravages of old age, but what's the dominant theme that comes through again and again in his life? It's the good news of salvation, the faithfulness of God, the strength of God, the power of God, the righteousness of God. It's God who comes through again and again and again. He wants others to know the immeasurable salvation of God. He says, I don't know the number thereof. If he tries to put a number, if he tries to quantify the salvation of God, he can't do it. But he knows this. He wants others to know about it. He wants others to know of the righteousness of God, which is life to those who believe. It continues in verse 16, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. He knows that his righteousness can't measure up. Only God's can. He knows that he can't go on in his own strength. So his daily portion is, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. This strength will fuel his proclamation of God's righteousness. He's been taught by God in verse 17 as he's been taught by God in his youth, so he wants the next generation of youth to know about God. Here's your mission, senior saint. Listen to what he says in verse 18. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. He wants to magnify God to the next generation that follows him. That's his desire, as he says in verse 19, thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things? O God, who is like unto thee? It's more of an exclamation than a question, isn't it? O God, who is like unto thee? Beloved, this should be the pulse of old age. Well, your physical pulse might weaken. This should be the spiritual pulse and impulse to look forward so the next generation might know God as you have known him. As he looks forward, the power, the strength, and righteousness of God are the subjects of his speech, dear to his heart and on his lips, overflowing to the next generation. Don't fall into the trap of being unproductive in old age. Don't fall into the trap that says you can't do much anymore. If you have your faculties about you this morning, if you can think clearly, and even if your mind is slipping, surely you can pray. You can pray for the next generation to know the righteousness of God. And if you can still speak, you can speak of God's power and strength and righteousness to the next generation. If you have been taught, then you need to be a teacher of the generations that follow. When the theology of this psalm is combined with your own personal narrative of how that theology has intersected with your life, how God has intervened and delivered you and come over again and again and again for you, what a compelling testimony that can shape the lives of the next generation. Not calling them to a carbon copy of who you are, but calling them to an unshakable confidence in God for their struggles, for their problems that they face as the next generation. Are you speaking, age saint? Have your lips been loosed? Has your heart been opened for those generations that follow you? I know many of you love your children and your grandchildren. You long for them to know God. You live for them in a sense. You delight in them. You spoil them and you send them home. But are you speaking to them? The other question is this, not for the aged saint, but for the next generations that are following your parents and your grandparents. Are you listening? Are you listening to them when they do speak? Are you looking at their example and are you following in their godly example insofar as they follow Christ? Placing your confidence in God alone. Or do you write them off as someone who is out of touch with your world? They may not be able to navigate the virtual world, though some of them can. But it doesn't mean that they're out of touch with you. Your virtual problems are not altogether different than the problems that they faced when they were young. Your hearts are the same. They have something to tell you. Are you listening? So this security enables seniors to magnify God for the next generation. It enables you to hope in God for the coming resurrection. It's forward-looking, isn't it? Enables you to look beyond this life. Consider what's written in verse 20 as the psalmist writes, "Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles shalt quicken me again, shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth." The depths of the earth refers to the grave, most likely. Puts all this aging trouble in perspective, doesn't it? The same God of providence who brought these troubles into your life will also bring you out of those troubles in the coming resurrection of the body and of the soul. There's the promise of life that the aged saint can take hold of, that there is something beyond the grave, there's something beyond death. Retirement's not the end. Death is not the end for those who place their confidence in God. Thou shalt quicken me again. Maybe you have a hard time facing the senior years. And you're chasing the eternal fount of youth. Trying to look young or act young. That's not going to bring you life, is it? It's not a criticism per se of what you're doing, but it's calling you to look beyond what you're doing. Thou wilt quicken me again. Eternal life and glory, resurrected body and soul, that is what is coming for the senior saint. The body that is decaying and decrepit will rise again from the depths of the earth. Death will not have the final say for the aged saint. Here's hope and comfort and security. Thou wilt make me great, the psalmist says. In verse 21, thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Security to face death. This is the hope of all the saints, no matter what age you are. But particularly for aged saints this morning, this comfort is priceless. That will quicken me again. There's something coming. Eternal life in glory. God will finally and fully deliver in the resurrection. There is life beyond the grave in God. So this security helps you to look ahead, doesn't it? Are you looking ahead? Are you being comforted on every side? Are you living with this security, with this confidence that God will do this for you in Christ Jesus? The psalmist was looking ahead to this and what Christ would do. We're looking back to what Christ has done in the resurrection, a guarantee of our own resurrection. And the comfort that is to follow for those who are in Christ. Don't just focus on the here and now. That's not going to bring you security. Only God can. And when He does, It enables you to look ahead to the coming resurrection, but it also enables you to praise God for his wonderful deliverance. In light of the resurrection, hope, and security, the aged saint has every reason to praise God. It's not age that defines our praise. It's not physical capacity that defines our praise. It's not wrinkled skin or gray hair that defines our praise or lack of it. It's not the trembling hand or the pain-racked limbs that define our praise. It is God who defines our praise at every stage of life. But it's notable that the aged saint here praises God for his comfort, praises God for his truth, for his holiness, for his deliverance, for his righteousness. I will praise thee, he says with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with a harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee. And my soul, which thou hast redeemed, my tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought into shame that seek my hurt. How will you be found in old age? My senior friend, how are you living right now? Are you maybe complaining? Complaining about the realities of old age? What does complaint do? It leads you away from this security, doesn't it? Because complaining is focused on yourself, not on the God of this security. This morning, then, is a call for you, if you're complaining, to go back to God and place your confidence in him, to enable you to praise him, for he is worthy, for his truth, for his holiness, for his righteousness, for his faithfulness. Maybe you're not here this morning. In terms of the reality of what the psalmist is saying here, because you don't know God. You're still living apart from him, even in old age. That's a scary way to live. A scary way to live, because you are facing death without God, without security. Eternity is just around the corner for you. 1 foot in the grave. But where's the other foot? I encourage you this morning to place both feet on the rock that is God, so you are safe and secure in him, to the honor and the praise and the glory of God. And also, I might add this morning, for the comfort and encouragement of your family after you're gone. One of the hardest things in the life of the ministry is to minister to a family that does not know the eternal state of their parents or of their grandparents. And don't do it just for your family. Do it because God commands you to run to him and be secure, so you can sing his praises, that you can look ahead for final deliverance when Christ comes again to raise the dead. Here is security for seniors. A well-grounded security in who God is. A much-needed security in the time of old age in who God is. And finally, a forward-looking security to magnify God for the next generation, to look ahead to the coming resurrection and the hope that that is for believers. Finally, to praise him eternally, so that you might experience not just golden years, but a golden eternity. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank thee for thy word that speaks to all ages this morning, particularly to the aged. Lord, let this message comfort them, encourage them, convict them, but above all, lead them to a new or renewed confidence in God, that their feet would be firmly placed on the rock of ages. Thy word dwell in us richly this morning as we sing to each other this psalm, that it would encourage each one in our pilgrimage, that it would convict the lost, that they would come on that narrow way to the celestial city and join the happy crowd going up, singing thy praises. Those who dwell in security, Lord, let thy word work through thy Spirit and his power. Go with us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.